Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
Good morning and welcome to the Catholic Corner, a program that prays through music. I'm your host, Kananelo Mapoko, and we'll be spending 2 hours together this morning. You know, we are in Holy Week. This is a week preceding the beginning of Easter. Easter, a time where our Lord rises from the dead. This is where we'll be singing Alleluia, Alleluia. In preparing for Easter, during this Holy Week, I'd like us to really focus on letting go of burdens, burdens that are making our shoulders heavy. And this morning, I'd like us to specifically focus on forgiveness. The burden that not forgiving places on our shoulders is quite a heavy burden. So we're going to focus on forgiveness, and through playing songs, through listening to music, and also praying, we pray that we are able to forgive. We pray for real healing and forgiveness within us. You know, you might be sitting at home, listening to the program, and there's a specific somebody or people whom have hurt you, and you're finding it difficult, you're really struggling to forgive them. We're hoping that through us spending this time together, you'll start finding it within you to start the process of forgiveness. I'll be reading a few reflections, a few prayers from Father Boniface de Sousa's book. Father Boniface is the parish priest of Our Lady of Loreto, which is a parish in Kempton Park, Gauteng. And the name of the book where I'll be getting the prayers from is called A Walk to Calvary, Reflections on the Stations of the Cross. But we're going to start off the program the best way we know how to, and this is really by praying the coronavirus prayer, the Novena prayer for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. I'd like to invite you to get your candles, get your lighters, and let's light the candles. During this 2 hours that we'll be together, let's be together in prayer. You know, the first hour we're going to spend focusing on praying for forgiveness, you know, praying for the Lord to help us, to give us the strength to genuinely let go and forgive. But also praying, you might have wronged somebody and you are longing for that person to forgive you. Be praying for the Lord to hear your prayer, to enter into the person's heart, the person that whom you have wronged, and for the person to forgive you, to genuinely forgive you. Novena prayer to an end to the coronavirus pandemic. O Mary, full of grace, patroness of this nation and mother of the church, in this time of illness and worldwide need, we seek your intercession for human family before your Son's throne of grace and mercy. We ask for strength in adversity, health in weakness, and comfort in sorrow. Help us, O Blessed Mother, to be filled with confidence and trust in the tender compassion of our God. Let us not be afraid, like our own Saint Marianne Cope, who entrusted her life and ministry among the outcasts of society into the care of our Divine Physician. Continue to watch over all who are sick, as well as those who care for them, and give wisdom to all who are seeking a cure. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
The double play we just had is Ubi Caritas and To You, Yahweh. You are listening to the Catholic Corner right here on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change, with myself, Kananelo, on 576 AM and DSTV 870. You know, we are preparing for Easter. We are preparing for the Lord to rise, where we're going to be singing our Alleluias. But in preparation for that, during this Holy Week, let's take the time to introspect. Let's take the time to really look inside of us. Spend more time with ourselves. During this lockdown period, we can do exactly that. Seeing that a lot of us are at home, this is an opportunity for us to really, truly spend time with ourselves. Really, truly look inside of ourselves and introspect. And this morning, we are talking about forgiveness. You know, you might have wronged someone, or someone might have wronged you. Let's find it within ourselves to forgive or to ask for forgiveness. I'll be praying or reading quite a number of prayers from Father Boniface's book, A Walk to Calvary. This is Father Boniface is the parish priest of Our Lady of Loreto, which is a parish in Kempton Park, Gauteng. Now, in his book, I'm going to go to page 94 of his book. It says, the chief priests and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. And this is taken from Matthew, chapter 26, verse 59 to 60. Innocent Jesus was condemned with false witness, and they could not prove his guilt. Jesus was silent when all were condemning him falsely. You also had such experiences, one or the other time in your life. You also have felt such condemnations. There is a hurt in your heart which cannot be cured because you feel difficult to forgive. Bring those people before Jesus and pray for the healing grace of Jesus right now, so that you may be able to forgive them and you may have peace within yourself. Jesus, give me the grace to forgive and make peace with the people who have hurt me. When I read the reflection, someone or some people might have come to mind. People who have hurt you. People you are finding difficult to forgive. Who are those people? Who are the people whom you are finding difficult to forgive at this very moment? Bring them to Jesus. Pray for them. Pray for yourself. During this period of Holy Week, let's take off the burdens from our shoulders. Let's introspect. Let us get ourselves ready to receive Christ. When Christ rises, on Easter and we sing our Alleluias, let us truly be joyful rising with Christ. Let us truly rise with Christ knowing that we have forgiven the people whom we find difficult to forgive at this very point in time. Make me a channel of your peace, and God forgave my sins. Those are the two songs that we just heard right here on the Catholic Corner. Make me a channel of your peace is hymn number 478 by Sebastian Temple. And God, Sebastian Temple is the composer of the hymn. And God forgave my sins is hymn number 209, and it is composed by Carol Owens. Just before the two songs, was basically talking about how sometimes we might find it difficult to forgive somebody whom we feel has wrongly accused us or unjustifiably accused us. You might be sitting listening to the program and having this person's face in your mind, thinking of this person whom you're finding difficult to forgive. Pray for them. Bring them before God. Pray for them and pray for yourself. When you pray for yourself, ask God to help you forgive them. Ask for that strength that you need to forgive them. Ask for the closure that you need to forgive them. The song "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace" is a song that basically resonates with forgiveness and wanting to be a channel of peace. Because when we say that we want to be made channel of peace, we say that where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Forgiveness has, to a certain extent, in it the ingredients of bringing peace. When you forgive, you basically are being a channel of peace. Having said that, with the second hymn, "God Forgave My Sins," hymn number 209, composed by Carol Owens, we say that God forgave my sins in Jesus' name. I have been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share His love as He told me to. If God forgave my sins, if God forgave our sins in Jesus' name, let us forgive the sins of people who have wronged us, people who have wrongly accused us, people who have felt very justified to hurt us. Let's ask for forgiveness. Let's ask God to help us to forgive them. Inasmuch as people might have hurt us, inasmuch as we are struggling or we might be struggling to forgive people who have hurt us, we ourselves might have hurt somebody or other people, you know, and we should ask for forgiveness. I'm going to take yet another reflection from A Walk to Calvary, a book by Father Boniface. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone or anything, I restore it fourfold." That's taken from Luke 19, verse 8. Knowingly or unknowingly, you might have caused problems or hurt in someone's life. Do you remember anyone or any family that you have caused problems by your words or deeds, cheating or abusing, or even gossiping? Remember how much pain and suffering you caused them. Can you take away the hurt you created in them? If you experience the power and presence of Jesus in you, then you must have courage, like Zacchaeus, to ask for forgiveness and make peace with them. Jesus, forgive me for the hurt and problems I have caused for others. Give me the courage to make peace with them. We're now going to have a triple play, "God of Mercy and Compassion." Then we'll play "On Eagle's Wings." Thereafter, we'll listen to "Soul of My Savior." "God of Mercy and Compassion" is hymn number 219. 219, taken from the celebration hymnal for everyone. Our Lord is a God of mercy and compassion. And when you listen to the words of this hymn, give meaning to the words. When you sing along to this hymn, give meaning to the words that are coming out of your mouth. We say God is a God of mercy and compassion. And it says here, "Look with pity upon me. Father, let me call thee Father. 'Tis thy child returns to thee." And the chorus says, "Jesus, Lord, I ask for mercy.
Let me not implore in vain. All my sins, I now detest them. Never will I sin again. So if you have hurt somebody, go to God, ask for God to be compassionate to you, and have the courage to say, I am sorry, and genuinely mean it. To pick up the phone and say, I am sorry. To Skype the person, to text the person, and be clear on what it is that you're sorry about. And don't play lip service and just say it for the sake of saying it. Genuinely mean it from the inside of you. Genuinely mean it when you say, I am sorry. Genuinely say, I am sorry. The second song of the double play on Eagle's Wings is hymn number 832. And the third song being Soul of My Savior is hymn number 663. Give meaning to the words that you're going to hear when these songs play. Give meaning to the words as you sing along to the songs, and know that, remembering that, when you sing, you're praying twice. God of Mercy and Compassion, hymn number 219, on Eagle's Wings, hymn number 832, and Soul of My Savior, hymn number 663. That's the triple play that we just had. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Catholic Corner on Radio Veritas, the Good News for a Change, 576 AM DSTV 870. Still to come on the program, we will be having a conversation with the headmaster of Veritas College, Mr. Dermot Connors, and with Mr. Connors, we'll basically be talking about the school, getting to know the school better, understanding the programs that they have at the school. And you know, it's through sharing that we learn. You might be a principal yourself, and through hearing what Mr. Connors will be sharing, you might be on some, maybe you will consider implementing that at your school, or a teacher, or even a learner at a school, and you like something that Mr. Connors shares, and you'd like to share it with your management team at your school. For now, we're going to take a moment to elevate our intentions, to talk to our mother, to have a conversation with our mother, Mary, our mother, to ask Mary to intercede on our behalf. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, our Mother, we come before you this morning, asking for you to intercede for us, asking for you to intercede on our behalf. We might be going through a lot, and you, Mary, know exactly what that a lot is. And we ask that you hear us. While listening to the program, someone whom you've been hurting all these years came to mind. You might be in an abusive relationship, and you are the one who is hurting your partner. And you want to ask for forgiveness. You want to stop. You want to become anew. You want, when the Lord rises, you become a new person, rising with the Lord in Easter. You might be the one on the receiving end. You might have been hurt by family members, by friends gossiping about you. You hear them, or you hear about what it is that they're saying, and you're hurting, and you're struggling to forgive. You want to confront them, but you don't know how to do so. You want to let them know that you are aware about what it is that they've been saying behind your back, and you don't have the courage to do so. You want to tell them that you forgive them, but you haven't really healed inside of you. We ask Mary to hear your prayer. We ask Mary to intercede for you. You might be in a situation where you don't have a conducive relationship with your parents, where you feel your parents have been very hard on you. They've judged you harshly, and you feel resentful towards your parents. You can't find it inside of you to forgive your parents. You might be a parent yourself, where you don't know what went wrong, when it went wrong, but your children, who are now adults, have turned against you. Your children, whom you believe you've really raised them up to be good citizens, to be good people, have turned against you. Your children don't want to hear your calls. Your children don't call you anymore. You might be a parent in your old age, and you just don't understand what went wrong. You want to forgive your children, but resentment is building up inside of you. Bring your petitions to Mary. Ask Mary to intercede for you. The triple play we are about to listen to is the Magnificat, which is hymn number 707, Salve Regina, hymn number 628, Hail Mary, hymn number 236. As we listen to these three songs, we continue asking Mary to intercede for us. If we have hurt somebody, ask for forgiveness. Have the courage to ask for forgiveness. If we are hurting because of somebody, forgive the person who has hurt you and ask God for healing.
Oh,
the Magnificat, hymn number 707, Salve Regina, hymn number 628, and the third song that we just listened to from our triple play is Hail Mary, hymn number 236. You're listening to the Catholic Corner on Radio Veritas with myself, Kananelo Mapoko, and we are listening to our Catholic hymns. We're praying through our hymns, and this morning we're specifically focusing on forgiveness. Whether you are the one who wants to forgive or would want to be forgiven. We are focusing on this theme, forgiveness, in the spirit of Holy Week, preparing ourselves to rise with Christ. When we sing those alleluias and we rejoicing and praying and praising that the Lord has risen, let's do so knowing that we have taken down burdens off our shoulders, knowing that we are much lighter and we are rising with our Christ indeed. I mentioned that this morning we'll be having a conversation with the headmaster of Veritas College, Mr. Dermot Connors. He is on the line and we'll basically be sharing with him and talking about Veritas College. And through our conversation with Mr. Connors, we'll get to know Veritas College better. We'll get to know about the programs that they have and also learn what it is that we can implement, either in our individual capacities as human beings or in our capacity as a school principal of another school, someone in the management team in another school, or even a pupil or a learner of another school. What is it that we can learn from this morning's conversation? Let's be open to learning as we have this conversation with Mr. Connors.
At Radio Veritas, we care. In this time of COVID-19 or coronavirus, we encourage you to wash your hands regularly with soap and water for 20 seconds or sanitize your hands with alcohol-based sanitizers. When sneezing or coughing, please cover your nose and mouth with tissues or the inside of a flexed elbow. If you feel sick, especially with a dry cough, fever or cold, please contact your health practitioner. For more info on coronavirus, dial 0800-029999 or 0600-123456. At Radio Veritas, we care.